Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all be here on this morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. So if you got a chance to see the sunrise, that was pretty cool too. But they do say red in the morning, sailor's warning or something like that. So we might be in for it. But if you want to look to your bulletin in the announcement section there, I'll go over a couple of these. The search committee to fill the pastoral vacancies, we're gonna meet this afternoon, right about 12, right after Sunday school in the classroom 1 down there. So if you're on that, make sure you get there. Club Rock, January 28th and the 25th, Miller School District is having an in-service. They are gonna have an early release at 2:00. All the details are in there, but we're gonna just run Club Rock like normal. And then you come and pick up the kids at 4:00. If you were not at Club Rock this week, then I got a paper for you so you could put it on your fridge or something so you can be reminded of that. So just make note of that as we do that. And if you're going to bring cookies on those days, just make sure you have them there before then. Carry-in dinner is February 1st. We will have communion that day with a carry-in dinner. And then right after the carry-in dinner, we'll have a congregational meeting here in the sanctuary to go over the 3 building plans that we're going to propose due to the motion that was made at our annual meeting back in October. Offering envelopes, last week I had a package of those for your giving. If you want a package of those to keep track of that, so Kelvin can put that in our system, so that way you know at the end of the year, all that kind of stuff. Please talk to Kelvin Gray about that. And then Right Now Media, there's that QR code in there that you can scan with your phone, and it should take you right to there. Enter your email and get that squared away. So if you have troubles with that, you can talk to Pastor Jim or I, and we can figure that out for you. So is there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 15. And it says this: "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, for their sake, died and was raised."
Well, good morning again. Welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 333, His Way With Thee. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 333, His Way With Thee.
His power can make you what you want to be. best for him to have his way with thee.
If you'll take this time to greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them today. Again, we're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Last week we had a request for Ellie Cotton, and she passed away this week. Her funeral was yesterday, so we continue to pray for her family as they go through this time. Also, we've been put my father-in-law back on the prayer list, as he still hasn't been feeling great, did some tests. I had a CT scan this week, and it's very likely that Bob has prostate cancer. So the prayer request, one, for wisdom as we go through this time, but also that he could get into Sioux Falls here quickly. We found all these things out Friday, so we would appreciate your prayers and in getting at least getting some information and some direction, as well as healing. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Cindy.
I'll give an update on my brother Danny. He had an appointment in Chicago, and I think what I sent out said he was, it tested negative for carcinoma, which it did, but what he has is a sarcoma. So it could be a cancer. But when they biopsied, nothing showed up. When he had this checkup, they said possibly what they biopsied was dead. So it didn't show up.
Thank you, Cindy. Yes, we'll continue to pray for Danny. The tumor had a biopsy. It's come back as a sarcoma, which may or may not be cancerous, but the removal of the tumor was too much for those in the doctors in Chicago, so trying to get into California. And so we'll be praying that that gets expedited, but also that God would heal as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we are grateful for the blessings that you have brought our way. And as James tells us, also for the trials. For we understand that trials are part of this life. We go back to the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis, and because of Adam and Eve's decision to disobey and to sin, has plunged this world, not just the human race, of introducing sin into our lives, but also the effects of sin and the winding down of this world. It is just the reminder that this is not what you will one day make it, but this is the world you've given us and the opportunities we have still to be your stewards of this earth. We thank you for not only the livelihood you've given us, but the opportunities, as Jesus said, that to not worry about our daily needs because you will take care of them, but that we would be focused on building your kingdom and seeking it first and your righteousness. Father, we thank you for the body of believers here, the opportunities we have in this community. We lift up Club Rock, our youth group, our Sunday school time, and this service, that we all we do would bring you honor and glory. Father, we lift up these requests to you as well. We are thankful that you know them, but as we pray together, is the understanding that we are fully dependent upon you to work mighty ways that even we cannot think or imagine. So, Father, we lift up the Cotton family to you. We pray for them as they go through this time with Ellie's passing, and that you would be an ever-present help. Father, I lift up Cindy's brother Danny. Thank you for the answers that have come and the direction. We pray that he would get into the hospital in California, that all those paperwork things and all that stuff that seems to be a gigantic hurdle, that you would cause to be smooth, and that you would also be healing, that as the great physician, you would touch his body. Father, I lift up my father-in-law, Bob, and just ask that as we go through this time, you would continue to prove yourself faithful. We thank you for the wisdom you give doctors, for the understanding that the human body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and you have raised up individuals that understand and have. So we just pray for being able to get into the specialist in Sioux Falls, and but for the days ahead, that you have told us that your mercies are new every morning, and that's what we ask for. Father, we are also grateful for the ministries that you've raised up here and have allowed us to come alongside of and support around the world. And we lift up Victory Center, the camp, to you. We're grateful for the years of faithfulness of investing in the lives of students across our state and the surrounding area. We just pray for Steve and his wife as they transition to full-time at the camp. We pray for the preparations for the summer, lining up speakers, lining up staff, lining up cabin leaders, and investing in the preparation time to be ready for receiving students and ministering to families. So, Father, we just pray that you would bless and raise up the support that they need. Father, we also lift up our world to you. We look around, and it can seem in great chaos, whether it be here in our country or around the world. Father, we understand that it is a clash of worldviews, not just of differing opinions. Father, help us to be faithful to pray for our leaders. Help us be faithful to be salt and light to those around us, and that our behavior is such that would reflect and be a witness for you, so that, as the words of Paul says, that we can redeem the time because we know the days are evil. Help us to also remember that, as Jesus said, that in this world we will have trouble, but we take heart because he has overcome the world. And thank you that that victory was secured upon the cross and upon his resurrection. And so as we serve a living Savior today, we thank you for the opportunity of fellowshipping together. We ask that as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Isn't it a wonderful thing to be able to come to the Lord's house and just love on people, hear his message this morning, be able to sing praises to him, feel his love in our hearts and share it with others? That's what we're called to do. It's an amazing gift that we live in a community where, and in a world right now, that we get to do that. And we get to love the Lord the way we want to, which is completely and fully. Let's stand. Let's sing together. Let's praise him.
Thank you. think when we break it down, that's kind of what it's all about. We praise the God who's, he came to save us. And what he wants is everything, not just a little piece of us. He wants our all. And we're to, you know, as that song says, he's the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises, you know. And we should be asking him to have his way, that he would work through us and in us. And just to, you know, that's my, I guess my prayer, well, as often as I can think of it, is that he would be seen through me and not me be seen by, you know, don't look at me, but I'd rather him be seen than me. Should be really our goal, I guess.
Last song and get ready to have Pastor Jason come up and share the message with us. Just empty your mind, prepare your heart to be able to receive the message, and just love Jesus.
Turn out. this morning with the prayer that we would indeed seek your face, that we would desire to follow after you and to obey your leading in our lives. We pray that we would be attentive to your word now and what you have to say to us this morning through it. In Jesus' name, amen.